What if reminders aren't signs you're failing, but proof you're still trying to find your way back to yourself? Over and over, I hear people I care about talk about reminders as if they're signs of failure or weakness. But I believe they're proof that in a world full of distractions, we're still fighting to return to what matters. Welcome to Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. I'm your host, Zero, and in each episode, we explore the roots and evolution of the language we use every day, clearing up misconceptions and uncovering how these words shape our thoughts, our relationships, and the way we see ourselves and the world around us. Because I believe that when we start using our words more intentionally, we also start living more intentionally. Have you ever had one of those moments where something happened? Your coworker says something completely disrespectful. Your dog soils the living room floor and is looking at you, waiting to see what you're going to do. Or a series of events has conspired against you in such a manner that you are completely overwhelmed? Well, they've most definitely happened to me. And in those moments, I needed to remind myself of who I am and how I'm choosing to interact with this world. It's not always easy, but I am truly grateful for when I do this because I am able to leave the situation feeling better about myself than if I hadn't reminded myself of my values and why I am choosing to act on them. Let's pause the noise of modern life and go back to the roots, because every word has a story. And today, we begin with the story of remind. The word remind comes from Latin roots re, meaning again, and mindre, related to memory or mindfulness. It wasn't originally about productivity. It was about devotion, about bringing sacred things back to mind. In early religious practices, minders were used not for tasks, but for truths. Bells rung at prayer hours, ribbons tied to fingers, symbols that said, "Return to what matters." I think it's fascinating how everything seems to be about productivity today. Today, we see sticky notes everywhere, which is not a bad thing. It's a good reminder of what is important, whether it be personal or professional. But originally, a reminder was a call to return our minds to what has meaning, like a reflection on our morals, values, and family. And the word devotion, that lets me know that this was something that was most likely reserved for sacred reflection rather than things that had no meaning. Make no mistake, I do consider the menial tasks that we do on a daily basis a sacred act. So, for me, reminders about things that need to be done around the house, what bills are coming due, and when I'm able to go to my poetry open mic night are all sacred to me. I include them in my intentional living, because all of that really does have meaning. I find completing a to-do list extremely satisfying, as well as meditative. Please drop a comment if you feel the same way. Or am I just really weird? Sometimes, though, we feel so frustrated with ourselves for even needing reminders to begin with. The world tells us that we don't need reminders, that if we use them, our minds are weak. Or worse yet, that we have no discipline to remember on our own. But we continue to leave notes on mirrors, set alarms, scribble affirmations in journals, not because we're scattered, but because we carry so much. Lee Iacocca, the automobile executive that developed the Ford Mustang, says that the discipline of writing something down is the first step toward making it happen. Also, according to cognitive psychology studies, writing down a goal increases your likelihood of achieving it by 42%. Why? Because reminders externalize intention. They make it visible, tangible, trackable, and real. Besides, I have a feeling that the people that really think that we have no discipline are also the ones that have personal assistants to schedule out their entire day. A reminder is a reminder, even if it's a person doing a job that is paid to be done. So, with that in mind, we are our own personal assistants. And we don't have to pay anyone to remind ourselves who we are, what is important to us, and what needs to be done each day in order to continue living our truth. We have taken on so much, And still we rise every day, every moment of every day, because we respect ourselves too much to let ourselves lose focus, even when everything seems like such a weight to carry. And that is when the reminder feels like a support from ourselves and allows us to remember those around us and help them when they are struggling. But when no one thanks us for remembering them and no one remembers us, those reminders start to feel like shame, not support. I have been in too many one-sided relationships for this not to ring true for me. So, what do we do about this? How can we use reminders to feel better about ourselves instead of letting the world decide who we perceive ourselves to be? There are a lot of ways, and I would like it if you commented about any other ideas that could help us feel better about ourselves using reminders. The first suggestion I have would be to choose one word that you want to remember today. This is some really good work here, because when we focus on something, such as a word, we start to see how that word is able to adapt and be relevant throughout the different situations that arise. It's like buying a blue car when you never really noticed blue cars before, but then you buy one, and you see them everywhere. How about leaving a loving reminder on your phone? This reminder, however, is not a reminder to fix anything, but to check in and notice how you're feeling. Maybe when you are checking in, notice anything going on around you, or what situations are playing out that you are affected by. These reminders are great for growing emotional IQ. What if you were to set a reminder to stop everything, look your partner in the eyes, and say, "I love you," more often, or to remind someone that you care? How often do we really stop and look at the person that we say we care about and really let them know that we are still just as smitten today with them as the day we met? What if we focus less on tasks with our reminders and more on tenderness and vulnerability? The truth is, in society, we are taught to remember what hurts, what's due, what we lack. We are constantly being taught by negative association. If I do this, I will hurt. If I don't do that, I will hurt. I was nice to this person once. They owe me now. I let you take your turn. Now I get my turn. I am not as smart, pretty, handsome, talented, or as wealthy as those I see on TV or on social media. That must mean that I have no worth. I had someone challenge me a long time ago to write out 2 positive traits for every negative trait I saw in myself. At first, I couldn't even find enough positive things about myself to even out the lists. But eventually, I was able to start noticing the things that I was doing that I felt good about. And that was really a turning point for me and my lack of self-esteem. Memory, at its core, is connection to who we love, to who we were, to who we're becoming. Reminders are versatile and help guide us. In grief rituals around the world, reminders are offerings. In recovery, reminders are lifelines. In growth, reminders are milestones. That's why I created the Remorse and Release Guided Journal, because some reminders aren't meant to haunt us, but to help us heal. If you're someone who's navigating grief, forgiveness, or just trying to grow through what you've been through, this journal was made for you. It's part of my collection at sconeandscribe.com, where words are more than reflection. They're tools for transformation. You can also find other journals, poetic prints, and meaningful self-care resources on my Etsy shop, or connect with the community on Facebook at Scone and Scribe. Because healing isn't linear, but it is possible with the right reminders. Before we go, I would like to leave some closing remarks on the word remind. So, if you ever feel ashamed for needing reminders, I want you to remember this. The people who don't seem to need reminders often have someone or something doing the reminding for them. Assistance, alerts, calendars, rituals. We all use them. It's not weakness, it's wisdom, and it's love. When you set a reminder, you're not compensating for a flaw, you're honoring what matters. You're practicing devotion. You're declaring that, even in the noise, you refuse to forget who you are. That's it for today's episode of Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. Remember, words shape the way we think, and the way we think shapes the way we live. So choose your words wisely, question what you've been told, and never stop seeking the truth beneath the surface. Until next time, stay curious, stay mindful, and keep redefining meaning.